Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today is Friday, June 10th, and today we're going to be reading from the Gospel of, you guessed it, Matthew, as we continue on through the Gospel of Matthew. And so let's go ahead and begin in a prayer as we say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, right now, we just ask that your scripture, which is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, that it might just penetrate our hearts, that it might just enter into the deepest recesses of our hearts, and that we too might learn to love your word. God, speak to us in a new and a profound way today. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Friends, this is a pretty taxing, pretty tough gospel. And as I was just praying through this, I found this beautiful reflection by St. John Paul II. And it's titled, "Freedom from Sin, Freedom for the Good." And so I just want to go ahead and just read this beautiful reflection by whom I believe is the greatest saint of the 20th century to us, where he says, "What is the ultimate source of the inner division of man? His history of sin begins when he no longer acknowledges the Lord as his creator and himself wishes to be the one who determines with complete independence what is good and what is evil. You will be like God, knowing good and evil," Genesis 3:5. This was the first temptation, and it is echoed in all the other temptations to which man is more easily inclined to yield as a result of the original fall. But temptations can be overcome. Sins can be avoided, because together with the commandments the Lord gives us, the possibility of keeping them. His eyes are on those who fear him, and he knows every deed of man. He has not commanded anyone to be ungodly, and he has not given anyone permission to sin. Sirach 15:19-20. Keeping God's law in particular situations can be difficult, extremely difficult, but it is never impossible. This is the constant teaching of the church's tradition. Man always has before him the spiritual horizon of hope, thanks to the help of divine grace. It is in the saving cross of Jesus, in the gift of the Holy Spirit, in the sacraments which flow forth from the pierced side of the Redeemer, that believers find the grace and the strength always to keep God's holy law, even amid the gravest of hardships. As St. Andrew of Crete observes, the law itself was enlivened by grace and made to serve it in a harmonious and fruitful combination. Each element preserved its characteristics without change or confusion. In a divine manner, he turned what could be burdensome and tyrannical into what is easy to bear and a source of freedom. Only in the mystery of Christ's redemption do we discover the concrete possibilities of man. It would be a very serious error to conclude that the church's teaching is essentially only an ideal, which must then be adapted. This is what is at stake, the reality of Christ's redemption. Christ has redeemed us. This means that he has given us the possibility of realizing the entire truth of our being. He has set our freedom free from the domination of concupiscence. Friends, as I was just reading that, I was just so inspired by St. John Paul II, who is just so practical, so pragmatic, so palatable. And St. John Paul II knows what we are going through today. He knew, frankly, better than most, the challenges and the hardships and the sin that the world was just becoming entrenched in. And yet John Paul II, I truly believe, was one of the persons that met that ideal of Christ. that John Paul II lived to such a holiness and lived to the extent of which he was called to be holy, and he single-handedly changed the world. He was one of the sources and one of the reasons why communism fell in the West. And friends, John Paul II is such a great and wonderful intercessor for us to plead to and to run to, that we might ask for his intercession in today's day and age, that we might not lose hope. And so again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. My name is Gabriel. Thank you for listening today. If you want to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please go ahead and visit us at damascus.net. May God bless you, and may you have a great rest of the day.